Blog Talk Radio.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah, love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
Praise and thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun to all the God children, Mojuba Egun to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Peace, everybody. This is Queen Tahiria listening to Sign of the Times, brought to you by New Power Radio Network and the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of 2013, and every Sunday, we invite you to be a part of our weekly conference calls. They happen at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220-981-pound. Again, every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, please call in and participate in our weekly conference calls. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220-981-pound. We are having some technical difficulties here getting into the studio, so I apologize for the delay in the broadcast, but Sister Neek is on the line with me tonight to talk about her son, Dantes O'Neal, who was murdered by the Cincinnati Police Department, Officer Orlando Smith, who is an African-American police officer here in the city of Cincinnati. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make sure that everything's connected here. Hold on a second. Let me open up Sister Neek. Peace, Neek. Now, this is Vanessa. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for calling in. I apologize for the delay, but I could not get in the studio whatsoever to open up the mic. So thank you and everyone else who's still listening for your patience tonight. You want to introduce yourself and tell the listeners who may not be familiar with Brother Dantes' case, your son. Can you tell them a little bit about you and talk a little bit about Dantes and tell us, you know, what happened?
Yes, hi, everyone. My name is Antonita O'Neal, and I was my son, Dantes O'Neal, was murdered by Cincinnati Police Officer Orlando Smith, November 21st, 2012. He was unarmed, and the police basically just came out of nowhere and he opened fire and just shot my son 14 times. Originally, per stated by Orlando Smith, that he was pulling my son's car over. So as my son proceeded to pull over, he apparently was trying to arrest the guy that was in my son's car. So my son pulled over, you know, to see what was going on or whatnot. And as the one boy, it was three boys in the car, which was my son and two other guys. One of the guys had got out and ran before my son got to pull over. So as the car was driving, he got out and ran. So it left my son and the other guy, which his name is Robert Matthews, inside the vehicle. So as my son pulled over, the cop had just got out and just started open firing. There were two other police officers with the cop, Orlando Smith, and no one opened fire but him. And so basically my whole thing is, you don't hear about the story of my son. Just when it happened, it was here locally, you know, that my son was murdered by the police. But, you know, I reached out to the African-American community and everything of Cincinnati, Ohio, and no one would help me. And I believe that it's because it's the African-American cop that killed my son. And I feel that that is discrimination. It's not even just discrimination. It's very hurtful and painful that, you know, me being a citizen, a civilian of the United States of America, and I reside in Cincinnati, Ohio, I can't get killed. Not even just that I pay taxes, it's me being, our rights have just been violated. No one has helped me. And that's the video camera. The police officer and the CPD had destroyed the video evidence of him murdering my son. So I have been fighting to try to get the video camera, and no one, basically, when I went down to the trial in Cincinnati, Ohio, they basically stated to me that the video camera was only active for 90 days. days before, after the 90 days, and they stated that I couldn't get the video, that they didn't have it any longer. They didn't have the 911 calls that I had needed. They didn't have anything. I need help. I want my voice because this cop, he has a long, excessive history of using excessive force. A long, excessive history, I'm sorry, of using excessive force. He has a long history on his negative behavior. He, not just my son, but, you know, he shot about 4 or 5 other African-American males before. My son was the only one that died. However, he also had ran over pedestrians in a year, right after, not even a year after he killed my son. He basically said that the same thing happened when he murdered my son, that the video camera worked at first when he first hit the scene, and then during the time that the incident was going on, you know, him murdering my son, that the video camera stopped working, and then right after he murdered my son, the video camera popped up again. Well, he said it's that same thing November of that next prior year of 2013 when he ran over a pedestrian out of his jurisdiction, driving like 70 or 80 miles per hour down a busy street, Vine Street Hill, and hit a girl and threw her, you know, she almost lost her life, but she didn't. He basically blamed her for being on drugs and heroin and whatnot. So they end up trying to throw that case out. And there were, you know, he was in an area where there were, like, cameras around the area of the building that caught it on tape. But the chief of Cincinnati, Ohio, Blackwell, stated that none of the areas of the surrounding areas where, you know, he hit the girl, it didn't have it on videotape. So it's just real strange that this videotape is just mysteriously just disappearing. And I need help. Please, if you guys know anyone that can help me, please help me. I want my voice to be heard. I want, you know, even if, like, justice never be served, I want to be able to help other mothers that have been through, you know, police brutality, to be able to just help. You know, it's just heartbreaking. It's almost 3 years and my heart is still heavy. So, and you know, it's just hard for me. It's been hard for me and my kids and his kids too, because he left me 3 grandsons that, you know, I can barely take care of. It's just heartbreaking.
It is. It definitely is, Neek. And, you know, we empathize with you, not only as his mother, but as the grandmother of the 3 sons that Dantes left behind. Now, Dantes was 19 years old when he was executed by Orlando Smith, wasn't he?
Yes.
19, barely.
Time.
Yeah. And his life cut short. Now, Sister Neek, I need you to explain to people the circumstances under which Dantes and the people that were in the car with him were pulled over. Dantes was the driver, and there was one person in the front and another person in the back, and then there was also a puppy in the car. Dantes's puppy was also killed by our Officer Smith. Isn't that true?
Yes. He also, you know, they never reported that my son had his puppy in the car. My son's puppy was in the car. And he killed the puppy too. So it's against the law as well to even kill an animal, just as well as a human being. So, you know.
And Sister Nita, another thing that people need to understand, when they Google this story, if they look this story up, they would have to look at just about all of the reports, because it seems like each report that I pulled up in reference to Dantes being killed said something different. They were very accusatory initially when it first happened. It said Dantes fired at the police, and Dantes had a gun, and Dantes attempted to pull off, and, you know, it was very accusatory of Dantes. Now, talk about what the witnesses have said and what you have found out on your own as to the facts that what actually took place.
Yes. There were about 22 witnesses and counting that were out there and seeing, you know, they either were out there or looking out their window where they captured almost the whole thing, you know, especially when the gunfire and stuff went off. And some captured it before the gunfire went out. However, you know, all of the story is inconsistencies in the whole thing, in the whole incident that had happened. The whole tragic incident that had happened. He basically, in discovery, stated that, you know, the other two police officers that was with the police officer that killed my son, stated that no one else shot. There were one succession of rounds going off, screaming from one gun, and it was Orlando Smith's gun. And Orlando Smith even admitted that he killed my son. He started shooting first because there were voices in his head telling him that these boys probably had guns. So my whole thing is, if you have, you know, we can't have nobody out here on the police force that is not competent to, you know, be out here servicing the community like that, because, you know, I mean, he's dangering and has dangered lives and took lives. So If you're having, you know, mental disorders or whatnot, you know, those type of people don't need to be, you know, out here servicing the community and supposed to protect us or whatnot. And this is not the first time. He said every time he was involved in something, he would go to the hospital right after the incident, tragic incident, and then he would say the same thing, that he stressed out. You know, this cop is, you know, they stated that he's really, really, really big, muscular, that he's using steroids, and he looked like he's using steroids. He looks like he's on something. So steroids is basically an enhancer. It enhances, you know, whatever you feel like doing. It's a stimulator, and it causes you to, you know, go ballistic, basically. And this cop, every time, has, you know, I mean, he's ruining families. And no one will hear me. No one cares here. I went down to the Black Lives Matter here last week, you know, to try to spoke with Cecil Thomas, and I spoke with Chief Blackwell. Well, I briefly spoke to Blackwell. He basically, when I, you know, introduced myself and told him who I was, he basically stated that he wasn't the chief at that time. So then the other officer that was with him, he was like a sergeant or a captain or something. He basically was here, you know, policing at that time. But he stated that he didn't know really what happened. You know, so it really wasn't nothing that he can tell me. And I'm just wondering why, like, my son's story is just, they're trying to just keep my son's story hush-hush. My son's story needs to reach national news. I have been trying for 3 years for my son's story to be, you know, heard nationally. And they also rewarded this police officer for killing my son. I mean, he actually was rewarded. My son was killed November the 23rd, 2012. They gave him a big recognition and a big parade and May the 13th of 2013 for killing my son. And that's just terrible.
Yeah, it seems like CPD has a history of rewarding, if you will, their officers after they execute, you know, one of our people. The same thing happened when my cousin was killed. You know, the the officer that did that ended up becoming chief, Chief Stryker, killed my cousin back in the mid-70s. And you're right, there is a reward system for officers when they murder black people. And so after the shooting of Dantes and the other person that was in the car, and they said that the third suspect got away, now you had to also bear witness that they put Orlando Smith on paid leave after the incident, as if, you know, he had somehow suffered some sort of, you know, trauma or something in this case. Did you know that he had been also given paid leave after that happened?
Yes. They basically stated that was standard that he was to receive paid leave. However, when he ran that girl over downtown, he was actually off of duty for a while. You know, and it's just strange that no one investigating this police officer. He's a danger to the Cincinnati Police Department. I believe that department is trying to, you know, keep this officer on the down low, because if he get out, if his name and his history of, you know, what he has done to people get out, then it will all fall down on everybody, as far as the, you know, the chief and the everybody that he had worked under, because he should have been gone. If he was a white mm-hmm. police officer, he would have never been able to stay in this long. It would have been the African-American leaders trying to get him up out of there. Protesting and marching and, you know, with the Black Lives Matter and, you know, how can you kill a black person like that and, you know, and you continuing on the force. It would have never been like that. So I just feel that, and I'm pro-black, I just feel that it's not fair that this officer being, you know, disciplined, fired, and charged with murder, because they also tried to charge the two boys that my son was with murder and manslaughter, because they stated in the state of Ohio, if someone dies in the act of a crime, then the people who you're with get charged with murder. Okay, so they tried the one guy that ran out the car, and they had threw the black jurors off of the case and left all the white jurors on. However, the white jurors they couldn't even find a charge to put on the boy. So he was not charged with manslaughter, with murder at all. They end up giving him 16 years for some drugs, I believe, that happened years ago. I don't know if they were looking for the boy or what, but they tried to, you know, give him 16 years or whatnot for that. And they also bringing him back down here September of this year because they want to charge him with manslaughter.
So Orlando Smith, even there were two other officers there, as you stated earlier, none of them received any sort of disciplinary action, but they turned around and tried to charge the young man that was with Dantes with Dantes's murder. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Nick, let me ask you this. How much do you think this the media coverage has had to do with people's unwillingness to support you in this case?
I'm sorry, can you repeat yourself?
I said, how much do you think these false stories, like I said, there were like four or five different stories when this first happened that were out there and that basically pointed the finger at the three young men, and especially Dantes, how much do you think that bad media coverage has to do with the fact that you're not getting the type of support that you need?
Yes. When they first had put the story out, it was basically as if, you know, there was a shootout with, there
was a big tour of bus, and there was a shootout with the police that the guys were, while, you know, trying to stop these guys from selling drugs or getting the boy that was in my son's car for drugs. I guess, I don't know if they stated that he was selling drugs or however it went, but they basically, you know, sold the media the fabricated lie stating that my son and the boy that was in the car was basically shooting at the police, that it was like a big shootout, and that's why the police, you know, had to shoot and kill my son and everything. And, you know, there were no gun at all found on my son, like, at all. And not even just that, it's like once you put a story out, you know, that sounds negative, it's like the media, the audience, you know, they buy that. So it's as if they, you know, blackmailing everyone, as if, like, these boys, it was a drug bust and they were shooting at the police. So it's like, as I'm, you know, it's stopping me from being able to get help because of the lie that they told. And the police lie all the time. So I don't see why, you know, this lie that the police basically told on my son and the boys that my son was with, it's stopping me from getting help. But had it been a white officer that told that same lie, it would still be them out here trying to help.
Yeah.
I just don't get this. I just don't get this. And it sounds fair to me that, you know, that my son is, I mean, it's as if a fly was killed. A fly was killed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing about this makes sense, especially looking at Orlando Smith's deposition to, you know, the person that was then acting as legal advisor. The deposition, you know, this person is contradicting himself in his testimony, and he contradicted himself during the deposition, but he the main thing is that he contradicted the original story that he told to try to validate his action. And none of the other police officers, people need to understand this that are listening to the story, is that none of the other officers who were with Orlando Smith, who were the officers who were in pursuit, if you will, before Orlando Smith decided to play a super cop and come out of his district and go to over on Burton in Avondale to try to be a superhero, none of them fired their weapons at Dantes or the other two boys. They did not fire at all. And I don't know if they've been deposed or not, but by the fact that they were accusing these boys of firing at them, certainly, as per protocol and history of the state and the police department, they would have fired back. They would have fired back, you know, until there was nothing moving, you know, a car or people or anything else. All three of them would have fired back, and the only officer that actually fired on the car was Orlando Smith. And that in and of itself, you know, should throw up all kinds of red flags to everybody that hears what took place with Dantes. So I just want to give out the number real quick to the Hamilton County Prosecutor, Joe Dieter's office. His number is area code 513-946-3000. Area code 513-946-3000 is Joe Dieter's phone number. His fax number is area code 513-946-3100. The number to the prosecuting attorney and the case of a grand jury, his name is Steve Tolbert. His number is area code 513-946-3070. His fax number is 946-3072. Jeffrey Blackwell, the chief of police here in Cincinnati, his phone number is area code 513
3505, and you'll have to ask to be transferred to his office, or you can try area code 513-352-3536 for Chief Blackwell. As Sister Neek has said, she needs help. She needs help from the listeners. She needs help from those who are police brutality advocates, if you will, for the victims of police brutality. She needs assistance from the everyday mom and pop who are out here trying to make it. And people don't realize how deeply this affects you until it affects you. And to need help the way Sister Neek does and not be able to receive it just because of the media publicity behind painting such a negative picture. Now, you know, we just bore witness to what happened to Brother Sam DuBose. Had this police officer not had on a collar cam, then, you know, we would never know the truth about what really happened to Brother Sam. And by the fact that Dantes, his murder was captured on video, but the video somehow has miraculously come up gone, you know, should throw up red flags as well. There's something that the Cincinnati Police Department is hiding. There's something that Officer Orlando Smith is hiding. And there's definitely a need to draw more attention to this case. So, again, the number to the Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office is area code 513-946-3000. The number to the grand jury attorney, brother, a person by the name of Steve Tolbert, his number is 513-946-3070. And the number to Chief Blackwell's office is area code 513-352-3536. Please give those people a call and advocate on behalf of Sister O'Neill and Brother Dantes O'Neill as we try to get them some justice. You know, the worst thing, even Sister Nick, you know, you just want to get to the truth. Now, you're not trying to ruin Officer Orlando Smith's career, you know, even though he has done a very good job of doing that himself. You want justice for your son. What else is your motivation for continuing this fight? Because it'll be 3 years this November the 21st. Isn't that correct?
Yes, ma'am. My motivation is actually off the streets because he's going to hurt and kill someone else's child. And Brother Nathaniel Livingston stated that the same words in 2005. He's a black activist that was, you know, protesting for the Cincinnati, Ohio area, and he was beat up by Orlando Smith. He had broke bones in his legs and feet, and assaulted him really bad, where he hurting him really bad. And back then in the Black Blog, he stated that Orlando Smith was a dangerous police officer, and he was trying to fight, you know, against what had happened to him. And these were his exact words. They said, he said that if they don't get that police officer off the street, he's going to hurt someone else's child. And guess what? 7 years later, he was right. He killed my son. And even in between, you know, the 7 years, he has done hurt other people before. He had paralyzed some guy named Devon Orme in 2009. He shot him. I guess he thought that he was someone else and shot him in his arm. So his arm is paralyzed. He had beat up a 17-year-old boy because he was parked wrong in the driveway. He basically stated that the boy had a gun, and he never had a gun. They found him not never having a gun at all on him, and the Cincinnati Police Department had kept that on the down low. You know, but you can go on to, if you Google Orlando Smith's history, Officer Orlando Smith's history of using excessive force, or even go to the Black Blog, Black Blog steroid use of Orlando Smith, everything will show up. You can also go to Bones on Facebook, and his whole history will come up. You can Google
any of the local channels, Cincinnati, Ohio channels, and its history will come up. I want this cop off the street. He's going to hurt someone else. And I fear for my life as well from this town. He is crazy and he is very dangerous.
Okay, so do your own research, everybody. You know, this information is at your fingertips. But once you come across the information and discover the truth, it is up to you to do something about it. So, Sister Neek, you said that Officer Smith has had some, previous exposure with his negative behavior. Now, he's also been the target of lawsuits as well. I mean, these have actually been cases that have gone to court, right?
Yeah, he has called, and this was the year 2000. This was 2000 along. And up until 2000, reported, he has called the Cincinnati Police Department over $20,000 in court fines, and you know, running red lights, not coming to court, running people over. He has cost the Cincinnati Police Department a whole lot of money. I mean, just think of what he has done now. In the year 2000, he has started, you know, policing in 93. So he has had a long, extensive history from the time he has got on the force to now. He is very, very dangerous. And I'm not stating that because, you know, prior to him killing my son, I never had heard of the police. I never had no issues as far as, you know, having to Google anything about, you know, this police officer. But me just remembering when the detectives came to my house to tell me what had happened, although I had already knew that, you know, my son was killed. It was the homicide detectives. There was an African-American woman and it was an African-American man. And basically, you know, as they stated to tell me what had happened, I had asked them who was the police officer, and they, with their head dropped down, chin to the chest area, stated Orlando Smith was like an ex-heel, Orlando Smith. And, just to even, like, I would never even forget how to even say that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you know, I started hearing, like, this cop done did this and that cop done did that before they even knocked on my door to let me know who actually did it. And I said, well, there were, you know, plenty of people out there saying that my son didn't do any of this. And they basically said, yeah, we know, we're talking to people now. Them was their exact words. I was not really in the state of mind to be able to, you know, get the name or the people who came to the house or any of that. It was just, but I would never forget, you know, them telling me who it was and everything. And it's just mighty strange that all the officers that have been involved in police shootings throughout the country, they usually show that officer's face, you know, on the news. And they never show that officer's face on the news because they're trying to hide him out of the media. They don't want no one to know that they got this crooked, cruel police officer that they're using to get rid of the black people in the community. That's what it is. As long as he's doing stuff to African-Americans, that's what they want him to do. So they're doing everything that they want him to do.
Wow. It's a modern-day lynching by a Cincinnati police officer who has historically had problems on his record. So, Neek, we're going to take a quick break.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to breathe for a second. For those who are listening online, please dial in at area code 917-889-8059. Please give us a call. Push 1 if you'd like to come into queue. You're listening to Sign of the Times. Our guest tonight is Neek O'Neill, advocating for her son, Dontez O'Neill, who was murdered by Cincinnati police officer Orlando Smith almost 3 years ago now, and there's still no justice for her or her family. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Greatest need as a people is to educate our youth. I believe that we need to move from all of the individuals and groups who are doing great things in their communities to uplift kids through better education, but we need to move from fragmentation to consolidation to coalition. They are simply products that help to create awareness.
Anytime you can put a symbol on a t-shirt that symbolizes unity, that's what we're doing.
Something for people to rally around. I use the colors of red, black, and green to reconnect African-American youth with their culture. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been and what you've been through as a people? At best, we are strongest together. And in that sense, I am driven and passionate about talking to as many people and groups all over this country who, again, want to help to maximize the mission, want to help to move forward our kids with better educational opportunities.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Sign of the Times, and tonight's guest is Neek O'Neill, whose son, Dontez O'Neill, was murdered by Cincinnati police officer Orlando Smith almost 3 years ago as of November the 21st of this year. Sister Neek, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, tell people how they can get in contact with you if there's a listener who may know an attorney. Now, do you have any legal representation at this time?
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm trying to get back in. I'm sorry, Claire. What did you say?
I said, how do people get in contact with you? And I wanted to know if you had any legal representation at this time.
No, I don't have any legal anyone representing me at this time. The attorney that was representing me was disbarred off of, he was disbarred as an attorney, period. So I'm without an attorney. I have been trying to seek one, and no one here in Cincinnati, Ohio, will take my case, like, at all. I can be reached. My name is Real Chick on Facebook. Real Chick, R-E-A-L-C-H-I-C-K on Facebook. I can be reached. My phone number is 513-546-5048. I can be reached at those two contacts.
Okay. Okay, and you have a Facebook page for Dontez as well, right?
Yes, I have a Facebook page for Dontez. His name is Dontez Trayshawn O'Neill on Facebook.
Okay. All right, Sister Neek, now what else do you want the listeners to know before we wrap up for the evening?
You know, I have fought tirelessly trying to get justice for my son, my voice to be heard nationally, not just locally here in Cincinnati, because it's not going anywhere here. I need my voice to be heard. I would like for someone to be able to help me. If you know of anyone that can help me to even get my voice heard, to get my story heard, I would greatly appreciate your support. I have no support here. I only have a couple people that supported me. And throughout it all, Vanessa Queen has been supporting me through the whole entire time since this happened. If you all can, you know, just please share my story to others. If you know any news reporters, if you know any journalists, if you know anyone that does inquiries, newspapers, or anything like that, can you please try to connect me with these people? And I greatly appreciate it, and I thank you all for listening to my story. And with all praises to the Lord, because I place Him first, and I just feel in my heart that the Lord is ordering my steps in His word, and He will never forsake me. So
that's right. That's right.
What goes on in the dark always comes to the light. And Orlando Smith, since he has been honored with reward for killing my son, he needs the recognition. He needs national attention. And God's going to give him that attention that he's been seeking. And that's for him to be responsible and held accountable for his actions. And I know that God will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a true believer of the Lord. And I greatly appreciate everyone for listening.
Now, Neek, you know, maybe you might want to consider setting up an account for Dontez's three boys, too, because they're all under the age of five. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yes. I was going to try to set up
also an account for gold.chazoneal.com to try to, you know, help out with his boys, because it's been hard for the mothers of his children. It's been hard for me to, you know, considering I have other small children myself, for as a single parent. And I also was going to try to get an investigator to investigate this police officer. And I wanted to be able to just try to, like, go to different states and to get my voice heard. And I don't really have a lot of money to do so. So I will be setting up an account soon as well.
All right. We definitely will keep the listeners posted on what's going on via Sign of the Times. And you're welcome back here anytime you get ready. And as long as we keep Dantes' name out here, this story is not going to go away. And we pray justice, you know, not only for you, not only for Dantes' brothers, but, you know, as you just mentioned, his three sons that unfortunately are going to have to grow up without Dantes being a part of their lives. So they deserve justice as well. So we're going to go ahead and close out for the evening, and we're going to archive this broadcast for those who may want to refer any resources that they may come across or be aware of, any media resources, any legal resources, any monetary resources would be very, very helpful to the O'Neill family. And again, you can reach out to Sister Neek on Facebook as Real Chick, R-E-A-L-C-H-I-C-K, as well as Dantes Treshawn O'Neill has a Facebook page as well, and that is her son who was unfortunately gunned down by a Cincinnati police officer. So, Sister Neek, you know I got your back, and I appreciate you having the courage to continue to tell Dantes' story, because I know that it's not easy for you. I've seen, you know, the pain in your eyes and heard it through your voice, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do all I can to help you and to keep this story out here, because Orlando Smith definitely should not be on the streets of Cincinnati, Ohio, any further. So I'm here for you, and just let me know whenever you want to come back on the air. The air is always open to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am, and I greatly appreciate you, sister.
Ashe, all right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and close out for the night, because I don't want to continue to get disconnected as well. So please join us tomorrow night at 6 p.m. where we're going to talk about Brother Dantes and talk about some of the things that Sister Leah brought forth last night, as well as some of the things that we talked about on Tuesday with Dr. Jones. But definitely please keep Neek O'Neill and the O'Neill family in your prayers as you continue to try the best that you can to make your lives as great as possible. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and sign off for the night. This is Queen Tahira. I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for hanging in there with us as we continue on this journey to build unity in the Black community. See you tomorrow at 6 o'clock, y'all. Peace. I don't even know.
It's time to wake up, Black people. Yeah. All my beautiful Black people. Okay, so tell me, what the heck does it mean to be Black? Is it rap music or trap shooting? Fathers choosing to leave and children losing. The family unit has depleted. We're defeated as a culture. Plus, Big Brother always got us looking over our shoulders. As I get older, swear gets colder. Unless you wear this war paint, please don't say racism's over. Cause when I walk in the store, Try to buy my family food, they follow me, I call them out, and somehow I'm the one who's rude. My father served the nation, so me, I serve the nation. But the nation has replaced equality with toleration. So every day I wake up and tell myself I'm the man. And if your skin is lacking pigment, then you just can't understand. Brother Malcolm said, by any means, all I see is enemies. My brothers and sisters, we got to change our self-identities. If we ain't got us, then who else gonna have our back? We the only ones who really understand what's on this track, right? Time to wake up, black people. Yeah. All my beautiful black people. Yeah. Time to wake up, black people. Yeah. All my beautiful black people. Okay, our history don't start with slavery, but tell me why that feels to me. Nobody ever told us growing up we came from kings and queens. They never taught from my perspective our story. Till the lion tells the tale, the hunter always gets the glory, huh? But we are much more than just a perception of an oppressive system designed to get us arrested, keep us apart, children neglected, see. We are more than just the mask that we put on to make some cash and bring it home, to spend it fast until it's gone. They don't want us to wake up, they tell us get your cake up. All your dreams can be achieved with pale makeup. The miseducation of my people has took our vision. But if we look back, then we can find out what we've been missing. We've all fallen victim to the design of a system that redefines the community of the minds of our people. But this is equal, no change needed when our minds are feeble. This world is evil, but some knowledge can make you lethal. You know what I mean? Time to wake up, black people. Yeah. All my beautiful black people. Yeah. Black people, yeah. All my beautiful black people. So who are you and who am I? We're done with all the lies, our eyes are open to the madness. So let's focus on the prize. If we don't put in work to reestablish family ties, then we doomed to walk the earth with no heritage to define. Be against our demise, I want our people to rise. I want us to all survive, but we have to free our minds. Cause they got us in the vines, and they keep us wasting time. Provoke us acting out of line, and dimming stars that's meant to shine. Promoting ignorance is what's relevant. Suppression of our only leaders seems to be prevalent. Another Dr. King I have a dream will be heaven sent. But y'all, it's up to us to persevere with benevolence. Give each other strength to keep climbing, so when they bury us, we can use this solid investment as wings to carry us. Give each other strength to keep climbing, so when they bury us, we can use this solid investment as wings to carry us. Yeah. It's time to wake up, black people. Yeah. All my beautiful black people. Yeah. Time to wake up, black people. Yeah. All my beautiful black people.